Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, it's funny, too, that we would go through, I think we would go through a scenario like this, where a team is still battling for a playoff spot in the face of, like, let's count them up. Purdy's had, what, two games?
Yep.
Kittle has had four?
I think this will be number four, I think.
And obviously, one of them being the Seattle game where he really only played one series. So, like, if you want to call that a game, I guess you can.
It was a game. He was eating early.
Yeah. Pearsall has played, I think, four or five.
Pearsall's played four. Kittle's played five. So far, Kittle played five.
How many did Fred Warner play? Five?
Fred.
That was the Tampa
Warner.
Game. What week?
He's played six.
Yeah. He played six. Yes. Nick Bosa played four.
Three? Yep.
Oh, yeah, it was the Arizona game. Nick Bosa played three. Who am I forgetting?
You mentioned Brock Purdy, too.
Jennings is what? Most of them, but he missed a couple games.
Jennings has played eight. So he missed two.
Yep.
Okay. Is Lenore playing this weekend?
He's the only Niner on the injury report. Kyle Shanahan spoke earlier this hour. He's questionable. That is it.
Questionable, but did he practice at all today?
Be
a DNP or limited?
That. Hold on.
Yeah, I'd love to know that. So
you've had Lenore, Jordan Elliott, and Kalia Davis have played all 10, as has Sam O, Jair Brown, Luke Gifford, but most of that was special teams.
And Lenore limited on Thursday, did not participate today, so he's DNP. Trending downward.
Yeah, then this happened in practice on Thursday, and Thursday has been a nightmare for the 49ers this year. And then I guess we should add in that you know, I know he played in now all but one game, but let's add in Mykal Williams, your number one draft pick, is now out for the year as well. Brandon Ayuk has not played at all. Okay, so you add all that in, and you're 6-4. I don't know. The world I live in, the coach usually gets a lot of compliments for that.
Yeah, like, Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh.
So somehow we came out of that with a lot of you not saying that Kyle Shanahan is untrustworthy. As opposed to, I got a different phrase, coach of the year.
He's not, but I think he's
but
up
like,
there.
Hello, you know?
I think he might garner a couple of third place votes.
Well, not forget the award. I just mean, like, in that normally a scenario where you'd be like,
six and four, good job, though. It's not like you're 8-2.
Right, but
he's done well, and I think that it's Robert Saleh. It's Mac Jones. It's Kyle Shanahan, sure, but we did this last week. The 10 plays, the 10 reasons why they were, at the time, 6-3, and you go back to that Arizona game, and you had a pass breakup on Zay Jones, and you go back to the Ram game, and you had a Jordan Elliott, Alfred Collins with the punch out at the goal line. These are defensive plays. It's been complimentary football in many ways that has helped them. It was Eddie Pinero with a doinker in overtime to beat the Rams. So it hasn't just been, Shanahan, the quarterback whisperer. Yeah, They've been good. He's been good. Saleh's been good. And I think that Saleh's done more with a broken-down defense than Shanahan's done with a beleaguered offense.
Yeah, that's probably true. And by the way, like, I mean, when I say coach of the year, I mean normally that's what fans would sound like in a scenario like
right,
that. I do
right.
not think Kyle Shanahan is the coach of the year. I think he's had a good year, though. I think he's had a pretty good year.
I'm liking it early.
And most franchises, I'm going to buy what you just said, that Robert Saleh has done more on his side of the ball maybe than Kyle has done on his side of the ball. But it's an interesting sort of a feel because most of the time, if you lose your QB, that's a catch-all. That's more than losing like all of your defensive starters.
But they lost two Hall of Famers on defense.
Correct. And again, so not all situations are the same. But I guess what I'm saying is fascinating how many of you wanted to call Brock Purdy a system quarterback. He's a product of the system. And then when Mac Jones plays really well, you don't want to give that credit to Kyle. I don't think, like, that's not fair.
Well, it's the system. And as Kurt Warner told us this year or last year, they're all system quarterbacks.
It's all of those things.
They're all system quarterbacks.
I'm not trying to take credit from anyone. I'm pointing out an irregularity. If Brock Purdy performed well because system, I don't think you get to in the next breath after watching 5 years of Mac Jones be a very mediocre quarterback in the NFL. I don't think you get to watch him play really well and then go, well, how's old Mac? That's an inequity.
It's disingenuous to me is what it is.
Yeah.
And I go back to my guy, Trevor Lawrence, and I said this before they played Jacksonville and lost to Jacksonville. Look at Trevor Lawrence this year with Liam Cohen. He's a better quarterback. They're a better team, and that's one of the games to watch this weekend. Jacksonville is better than the Niners. They beat the Niners.
Oh, they're not better than the Niners at all.
Well, they beat the Niners, so
yeah,
you can use whatever metric you want.
Well, we can't
Trevor
do
Lawrence
that.
Is better
so
this
who's
year
better between the
than
Rams,
he was last year
Rams and Niners.
Because he has Liam Cohen.
Rams and Niners, who's
the
better?
The Rams are better.
How? The Niners beat them.
The Rams have scored more points
that
than the Niners in those head-to-head matchups.
You can't whittle it down to one game.
I can whittle it to whatever I want to whittle it. And you know what?
Okay.
Seattle's better than the Niners.
That's fine.
And the Niners beat Seattle the first time they played them, and
so
when they play them again, if there's something on the line, Seattle will be favored in that game.
I have no problem with that. But then when I say to you that I believe the Niners are better than Jacksonville, you can't undo my point by saying, but Jacksonville beat them.
I can say that's the reason why I think they're better.
Okay.
You can think whatever you want to think. And you hate Trevor Lawrence for some odd reason.
I don't hate him. I just don't
think. Oh, you hate him.
No, I don't. I don't think he's very good.
Yeah, I think he's better than you think. He's better than most people think.
That's fine. And you're allowed your point. I wouldn't sniff Trevor Lawrence and a $55 million deal. I wouldn't even blink if someone offered him to me over Brock Purdy.
My point, my overarching point was Trevor Lawrence is better now than he has been because he has Liam Cohen. And that goes to the thing you were talking about with Kyle Shanahan about Mac and Brock. Yes, system. And if you look at Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence is not as good as he probably can be. But they're winning football games, and their offense is better with Trevor Lawrence than it has been elsewhere.
I think you have a point. I think you're using the wrong individual to make it. Trevor Lawrence this year is the 32nd rated quarterback in the NFL. He has 10 touchdowns and 7 picks. He's not performing great just because Liam Cohen is there. They happen to be 5-4.
Yeah.
They've grabbed a couple of games that I don't think most people think that if you played them again, they'd win, including the Kansas City Chiefs. But they've also won.
Oh, wait, they beat the Chiefs?
They sure did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
and the Niners?
Good for you and me, by the way. But by the way, like, I think that the Jags have largely achieved their 5-4 record, a lesser record than the Niners, by the way.
Oh, with a head-to-head win.
I think that they've achieved that record largely because they are one of the best turnover margin teams in the NFL so far this year.
Oh, they've had the most takeaways they did through 4 or 5 games, anyway.
If you've watched a ton of Jags games, I don't walk away from them going, woo, Trevor looks good. Trevor is below Dylan Gabriel as a quarterback rating right now, if you want that metric. Like, he's not played great football. He's fine-ish. He's okay. In the rating list right now, he's stuck right between Bryce Young and Davis Mills. Like, he's under 80 for QBR. Like, or quarterback rating, that is, not QBR. So Anyway, I think you have a point. I wouldn't use Trevor Lawrence in order to make it. That's my opinion. Let's go out to the phones. Chris in Sonoma. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
We're great, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. I don't think we should be, or you guys should be, I'd say comparing who's doing a better job, Shanahan or Saleh. I think that's missing the point. Guys, what's the job of the head coach, especially of a NFL football team?
I mean, there's a bunch of ways to answer that. I would say to put everybody in the organization in their best position to succeed. That's how I'd answer it if you want one sentence.
Great answer. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, so Kyle is the CEO, right? So his job is to set the organizational philosophy and the messaging. It's to hire the best assistants, delegate to them through a series of trust amongst everybody, get everybody working together on the philosophy of the organization. And I think the entire coaching staff of the Niners deserves major credit. We're doing an absolutely fantastic job in the face of a lot of screwed up stuff with all these injuries they've had from day one. And so I think it's missing the point to say, well, Shanahan's doing a better job than Saleh. I think they're all doing a great job. And I don't think Shanahan's job should be diminished at all, because he's got to organize the whole game and the whole system and the whole organization. And he's done a fabulous job. I think everybody would agree with that. So all the haters on Shanahan that want to fire, can't win the big one and stuff, like, I think people need to kind of get over that and just give some credit to holding things together. They've got 7 games, and if things go well, they should get to 10 or 11 wins, and they could even surprise. So that's what I wanted to share with everybody.
Chris, thanks. No, I agree completely. I mean, obviously, Dibs and I talking about Saleh and Shanahan, that was sort of a hypothetical point that came up in the conversation. I don't think we're trying to spend a whole lot of time comparing and contrasting the two. They've both done a really good job. In general, that's kind of what I'm getting at. The scenario through the first 10 weeks of the season, to me, would suggest a fan base would be very excited with the coaching staff. Throw in the special teams coordinator and staff
as well.
Yeah,
they've been better.
Like, I think everybody is doing a pretty bang-up job. But somehow, this whole quarterback thing has led a lot of people to untrustworthiness. And I'm having a hard time sort of grasping it, I guess, understanding where that comes from.
Yeah, I don't know why you would lack trust. You may think that they should stick with Mac, and you might be right. Brock can come out and play poorly, and they could stay with Brock, and he could play poorly again. They could lose 2 games because Brock is bad. And then all the people who think that Shanahan should go with the hot hand, you can be vindicated and validated accordingly. But Kyle Shanahan is the one to make the call, and I would always defer to his expertise because he's done very well in his now 9 years at the helm. So if he thinks that Brock is better as do I, as do you, as do many, many people, including maybe Mac Jones. He might just be political. He might just be toeing the line, whatever. But
yeah, I bet not. I mean, athletes usually don't think that way.
They don't, but
yeah.
The point is, I mean, it's Brock Purdy's job. Yeah. And so when he's healthy, he gets the job until he plays his way out of the job.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other side to this, which is sort of structural, I think, if you will. You know what I mean? You can bring that to any business. That's where I think things get kind of relatable. So everybody who's listening, and Dibs, you and I can do the exercise too. In your given industry, is there somebody ahead of you, but you think that you're better than them? At the job.
Oh, yeah, many
not like
times.
A better, not like a better person, but like...
No, many, many, many times.
Right, and there are a lot of reasons why you might not move ahead of that person, at least not yet. And it's not just as simple. Again, I'm with you. You think Brock is better. I think Brock is better. But that's not the whole story. There's a bunch of things structurally that right. go into if somebody wanted to make that maneuver.
It's contract. It's experience. It is perception.
The whole locker room.
It's favoritism.
Absolutely.
It's the colleagues. It's a number of different factors. It's not just because he makes $53 million and Mac doesn't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.